Hi, this is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. I'm here in Sausalito on a beautiful late fall sunny afternoon, sitting in the home of Carrie Anderson. And Carrie has a website, say it better, with plans for future websites and podcasts and blogs and that whole thing. And we've been through it at length this morning. But I want to ask Carrie, as a professional communicator, what are some of the biggest mistakes that executives make in the field of communications?
Well, you and I have met so many who are authentic, caring, smart people, but they change personalities when they go on stage. They talk at instead of talking with. They take a long time to get to the point. They talk about us when they mean me and my company instead of you and the audience and what will happen. They don't show their humanity. They don't show their humor. So I think one of the biggest things, and I know it takes a good script writer to help people realize their best side, and that's why they turn to you, is to say, help me be the best person I am when I'm talking to people I care about.
And give me some practical example or case study or whatever that you've come across where have you seen people get from like A to Z, from being totally useless on stage to being authentic, or as you put it?
Yes. There's a very important conference every year here in San Francisco when all the CEOs of healthcare and biotech companies come. They have the analysts and they have the people checking their stock price. So most of the people dress in black, talk twice as fast as I do, have to have legal and technical language. So the gentleman with Amgen, who was my client, strode on stage, genially looked around at everybody, rolled up his suit sleeve and then his shirt sleeve, and he pointed at a patch on his inner elbow, and he said, when this comes out next April, you will feel the effects throughout your body faster than a Porsche can go from 0 to 90. So he was a body billboard. He was in motion. He had one singular point. It related to the aspirations and interests of the people in the audience, and it was a memorable word picture.
That's really interesting. So you're saying, had you coached him to do that?
5 years. But he felt he wouldn't get his information out fast enough. And as you well know, you have to make people interested and care. And so if you refer to the metaphorical pictures that matter to them and to everyday objects that stick in their mind, then you give them a hook on which to carry the content, the semantic stretch about which Dan and Chip Heath speak about in Made to Stick. We know too much, so we take too long to get to the point.
So that's absolutely, I agree. All the executives I work with in the high-tech industry often say, I have too much information to get, you know, I can't simplify it. But what you're saying is audiences appreciate all those techniques that you shared. Any other example you could quickly give us?
Speak English like it tastes good. Make a comparison to something that's obviously important. Look at people. If you look at three people in the audience and you don't rush past, all the people around them will think you're looking at them. And make a specific anecdotal reference to someone in the audience as a positive example of what you're advocating. Naming people by name, praising their best side, it's much more becoming than saying, I, me, me.
And so if people want to find out more, these are great tips, Carrie. People want to find out more, you go to your website, and I believe you've got some publications listed there.
Yeah, I have a blog called Say It Better and a website Say It Better and a book called Make Yourself Memorable and a likability book, but a lot of free articles.
That's great. Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, I'm glad you came to visit.